Joseph, G. Jones, J. Jones natürlich mit Whisper to a Hurricane von der Hurricane EP, die schon erschienen ist im Jahr 2016. Und Joseph ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm fine, how are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, man.
Cool. It's so good that you're here. It's Communion Records family time at Flux FM.
Yeah, absolutely. We've come a long way to be here, so I'm really excited. I've never been to Germany.
No, it's your first time.
My first time, yeah.
It's nice.
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's lovely looking at all the snow and all the buildings and the architect and all the rest of it.
So first German show in Berlin.
Absolutely.
You know,
first German radio.
Yeah, Flux FM in most influential station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the nation. So good to have you here.
Thank
Congratulations on your first EP, Hurricane, that's been put out via Communion Records. Now, the others told me that they were like part of the evenings that Communion Records organized when the whole label started. It was more like a regular evening where people played live. Have you been part of that scene as well?
I was part of a show that Maz from Communion put on, and he puts loads of shows on in the UK. Really good guy. And I think what happened is I'd done one of these shows, and then Maz told the label about me, like, and he said to come down, and then they come down to a different one. But yeah, the Communion had always asked me to come and do their shows on their nights, so it was really nice. And then to be signed by them is, you know, something special.
So, I really think so.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Dan. He was signed by a major label company for his first record, and now he's with Communion for his second.
Yeah.
And he seems to be pretty happy about that.
Well,
and
it's
an important advantage that there are musicians who are running the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and it's nice to have a label that trusts you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know much about majors, but I can understand that, you know, from Communion's point of view, they're very trustworthy in the artists, and they put out great music. So there's a lot of great stuff to come.
They have a different relationship to their artists, I really think, than the normal label that kind of like throws 20 artists to the wall, and if one sticks, they're going to stay with them and drop the others.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely.
And I really think Communion Records, they have a different understanding of that. We've just talked about that with the other guys. Now, there are two interesting people that one has to talk about when I was looking at your biography, and that's your daddy, who was a professional boxer, or was a professional boxer,
I don't know.
He's not in boxing anymore.
No.
And your grandfather, he was a professional jazz guitarist.
Yep.
And that's a nice, I think it's the perfect mixture to prepare a young guy for a career in the music industry, right?
Absolutely.
You have to know the guitar licks, but you have to know when to fight for your art as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my dad, he was an ABA boxer, like he had something like, I don't know, 70 fights, lost 15. It was just sort of a big, big thing. But yeah, it was, he always brought me and my brother up on boxing, and but the music took over really. And my granddad sort of died before I started singing.
Oh.
But I'd always like seen him playing guitar, and you know, got all his music, and it's like getting all the archives out of your grandfather is quite interesting. There you learn about that person through their music.
Sure.
Yeah, so he was a jazz guitarist. He used to play, you know, swing and all the Sinatra covers and
stuff. Oh, that's
like
so
that.
Cool though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Must be cool to be surrounded by guys like that. One guy's a boxer, you know, you're a kid, and the other guy's like
deep
Django Reinhardt style.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the idea, and I really think it's a good preparation for the music business.
Yeah.
To be raised by a boxer and a jazz guitarist.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like a dream. It
prepares
seems like a dream.
You for any you know, horrible people that come your way.
But. Yeah, and there's a slight possibility of parallel universes and your grandfather looking down on you. And if there is, I think he's very proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I wrote a song, funnily enough, about that.
Really?
Yeah. There was a woman that came up to me in the street, like when my granddad had died, and it said, I was thinking at one point about, you know, sort of jacking in the music because it wasn't going anywhere. And this woman said, your granddad, Fred, has come through to me and said, you know, you can't give this up.
But she was like a medium or something.
Yeah. She knew all this stuff.
This is scary.
She knew what the age I'd be signed. She knew what was going to happen. She knew all this stuff. It was amazing.
Well, that's scary though.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have goosebumps right now all over my body. Now we don't have too much time anymore. So I'm just going to play one more of your songs. It's called Stay from the Hurricane EP. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you very much.
And as soon as there's new material, you're going to send it to us. As soon as you've planned more shows for the Berlin area, you come and visit us again and we'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
We'll promote the shit out of your stuff because we love it, Joseph.
Thank you.
Joseph J. Jones bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen Banfi auf der Bühne. Joseph J. Jones und natürlich auch der großartige Dan Kroll. Und wir haben jetzt die allerletzten zwei Tickets, die ich verlosen darf. Unter der 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben die letzten Tickets für die Chameleon Records Family Party. Heute Abend hier bei uns im Fluxbau. Joseph, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.